Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mark Kay. Updegrove's The Last Republicans is a dual political biography focused on George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, the only father and son to serve as U.S. presidents in nearly two centuries. Drawing on extensive access, interviews, and historical reporting, the book examines their family bond, their presidencies, and the way each man shaped and was shaped by the other. It is both a relationship study and a political history, tracing the Bushes from formative years through White House power and into their post-presidential lives. The book also places their story in a larger partisan context, showing how the Bush brand of republicanism, marked by civility, pragmatism, internationalism, and public service, became increasingly distant from the modern party. Updegrove uses the Bush family as a lens for understanding a broader transformation in American conservatism, especially in the era of Donald Trump. The result is a measured, insider account of personal loyalty, political inheritance, and historical change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a rare father-son presidency that shaped modern American political history. The central subject of the book is the extraordinary fact that George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush formed the only father-son pair to serve as U.S. presidents in almost 200 years. Updegrove treats this not as a novelty, but as a historically important political inheritance. The book shows how family identity, elite preparation, and public expectation combined to create a unique presidential dynasty with national consequences. Because the two men governed in different eras, the comparison also highlights changes in the Republican Party and in American politics more broadly. The father entered office with a long background in diplomacy, intelligence, and establishment republicanism, while the son's rise reflected a different political climate shaped by media culture, polarization, and post-Cold War uncertainty. By following both men across their public careers, the book makes clear that their presidencies cannot be understood separately from the family structure that connected them. Their shared identity as 41 and 43 gives the book its organizing principle and its larger historical argument. Secondly, personal influence between father and son is treated as a political force. A major strength of the book is its attention to the private relationship between the two Bushes and how that relationship influenced public life. Updegrove explores how George H.W. Bush served as a model for discipline, duty, and service, while George W. Bush both admired and reacted against his father's example. The book does not reduce their bond to sentimentality. Instead, it presents family dynamics as a real factor in presidential decision-making, public image, and personal resilience. Readers see how each man interpreted success, failure, and responsibility through the other. This matters because the younger Bush's political identity was formed in part by the expectations attached to his father's legacy, while the elder Bush watched his son navigate the burdens of inherited power. Updegrove also shows that the relationship persisted beyond office, making post-presidential life part of the political story rather than an afterthought. The result is a nuanced portrait of how family loyalty can coexist with ideological difference and separate governing styles. Thirdly, the book presents the Bushes as symbols of establishment Republican values. Updegrove's larger thesis is that the Bushes represent a Republican tradition rooted in civility, moderation, prudence, and international engagement. The book repeatedly contrasts these values with the harsher, more populist direction of later party politics. George H.W. Bush is portrayed as a statesman shaped by diplomacy and coalition building, while George W. Bush is shown as a president who, despite major controversies, inherited many of the same assumptions about American leadership and responsibility. The emphasis is less on defending every policy choice than on identifying a political ethic that the author sees as increasingly rare. This is why the book is often read as more than biography. It is also a commentary on what kind of conservatism dominated the late 20th century and why it lost ground. By framing the Bushes as perhaps the last prominent representatives of that older Republican style, Updegrove invites readers to evaluate the costs of ideological change. The book's political argument is therefore inseparable from its historical one. Fourthly, controversies and personal weaknesses are handled frankly, but without sensationalism. The book is notable for its candid treatment of sensitive subjects, including George W. Bush's early drinking and persistent rumors surrounding George H.W. Bush. Rather than avoiding these issues or using them for scandal, Updegrove addresses them in a restrained way that supports the larger portrait of character and vulnerability. This approach matters because it gives the biography credibility without turning it into a tabloid account. The Bushes are shown as public figures with flaws, private doubts, and complicated personal histories, not as polished icons. That balance helps the reader understand how both men managed image, family reputation, and public scrutiny. It also reinforces the book's broader interest in how power operates inside a prominent political family. By including difficult material while maintaining a measured tone, Updegrove avoids easy hero worship and instead offers a fuller account of leadership, under pressure. The candor strengthens the book's authority because it signals that admiration does not require ignoring weakness. Lastly, Trump-era politics gives the Bush legacy a new and contested meaning, although the book is about two earlier presidents. Its argument is shaped by the rise of Donald Trump and the transformation of the Republican Party. Updegrove uses the Trump era as a contrast point that sharpens the meaning of the Bush legacy. The Bushes become representatives of a party culture that prized institutions, alliances, and a certain standard of public decency, while Trump symbolizes a movement that displaced many of those assumptions. This does not make the book a polemic, but it does give it a clear historical urgency. The failed candidacy of Jeb Bush also functions as a sign that the family's political era had effectively ended. In that sense, the book is about dynastic decline as much as dynastic achievement. Readers are encouraged to think about whether the Bush approach to governance can survive in a changed political environment, or whether it now exists mainly as a memory of a different Republican Party. That question gives the biography broader relevance beyond the family itself. In conclusion, The Last Republicans will appeal most to readers interested in American presidency studies, Republican Party history, political families, and modern political change. It is especially useful for readers who want a biography that explains both the private relationship between two presidents and the public meaning of their careers. Unlike many presidential biographies that focus mainly on policy achievements or election narratives, this book makes family dynamics and partisan transformation central to the story. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of intimate access and historical framing. It is a dual portrait of father and son, but also a meditation on what their era represented and why it appears to be ending. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how political identity can be inherited, adapted, and eventually displaced. They also come away with a sharper view of the old establishment Republican tradition, including its strengths, limitations, and decline. For anyone trying to understand the Bush legacy without losing sight of the changing political landscape around it, this book offers an informed and balanced account. If you would like to support Mark K. Updegrove, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.